Welcome back to the Pidcot Podcast. We are the show that gives you the intellectual shortcut to everything important. And today, we are doing a deep dive into something that's, well, it's really personal for a lot of people.
Very personal.
We're talking about mastering the strategy and the science of lasting hair restoration.
And our mission for this deep dive is really laser focused. We've built it on some exhaustive research, specifically from a comprehensive guide published by Pidcot, to pull out the truly actionable, you know, the research-backed strategies for fighting hair loss.
Right.
We're trying to move past all the myths, all the marketing noise, and just focus on the systems and the science that actually get you real, measurable results.
Exactly. Because let's be honest, the stakes are so high here. Losing your hair isn't just a cosmetic thing.
Not at all.
It really hits your confidence. It can feel like you're losing a part of yourself, and millions of people face this. But the really positive message we took from the Pidcot framework is that you absolutely can fight back. Success joster. It hinges on a rigorous strategy, not just hoping for the best.
And that entire strategic roadmap is laid out really explicitly in our main source for this, the best-selling Pidcot ebook, The Science and Strategy of Lasting Hair Restoration.
A fantastic guide.
It is. It doesn't just list treatments. It gives you a full five-step framework for how to implement everything. And if you want that full breakdown, you can download it right now at www.pidcot.com/books.
So let's unpack that. We're going to follow Pidcot's simple but really powerful five-step structure. It's a journey that takes you from that crucial first analysis all the way to, you know, the long-term consistency that makes it all work.
And it all starts with step one. This is the foundation for everything else, diagnosis, or as we like to call it, know what's going on up there.
Right. Because if you skip this, you're just guessing.
You're shooting in the dark.
And everyone's first guess is genetics. That classic, oh, thanks, Grandpa moment. And, you know, while that's often the main suspect, material really emphasizes that genetics are rarely the only story.
That is such a key distinction. The Pidcot research highlights these critical non-DNA factors that can either trigger hair loss or just make it way worse. Hormones, for example, are major culprits.
Like with pregnancy or menopause.
Exactly. We're talking about those massive shifts or even chronic issues like thyroid imbalances. These things can completely disrupt the hair's growth cycle, that anagen phase, and cause this sudden widespread shedding.
And then there's stress. I feel like we all underestimate what stress does to us physically.
Oh, massively. Stress doesn't just, you know, make you feel bad. It triggers actual systemic inflammation that can push a huge number of your hair follicles into the resting phase, the telogen phase, way too early.
And that has a name, right?
It does. It's often called telogen effluvium. And crucially, the way you treat that, which is all about managing stress and inflammation, is totally different from how you'd treat chronic genetic pattern baldness.
So the diagnosis really does guide the entire treatment plan. What about diet?
Diet is another big one. You have to consider specific nutrient deficiencies. The guide points to iron, specifically low ferritin levels, vitamin D, and biotin.
Okay.
If you're deficient in any of those, you're basically creating a bottleneck for any regrowth. So, you know, just taking biotin pills won't help you if your iron stores are completely depleted.
What about other medical conditions?
Well, sometimes it's not pattern loss at all. It could be an autoimmune thing like alopecia areata or even just a scalp infection that needs a completely different kind of intervention.
So this all leads to the first piece of actionable advice from Pidcot.
Yes. Stop guessing immediately. The single best thing you can do is go see a professional, a dermatologist or trichologist, get a proper diagnosis with, you know, observation, with some blood tests. That diagnosis is the foundation for every single strategic move you make after that.
Okay, so diagnosis in hand, we know what we're fighting. Now we move on to step two, which is assembling the science-backed arsenal. Or, as the guide said,
use the big guns.
Use the big guns. This is where we stick only to treatments with real clinical evidence.
Absolutely. And when the diagnosis is pattern baldness or androgenetic alopecia, we focus on the two pharmacological heroes that have, I mean, decades of solid evidence. First, you've got minoxidil.
Right. The topical foam or liquid.
Yep. And its function is actually fascinating. It's a potent peripheral vasodilator.
A vasodilator. So it's just about increasing blood flow.
Pretty much. By widening the blood vessels around the follicle, you get more oxygen, more nutrients to the hair. But the real magic is that it prolongs the growth phase, the anagen phase of the hair cycle.
Ah, so it keeps the hair growing for longer.
Exactly. It lets those miniaturized follicles spend more time recovering and actually thickening the hair strand.
Okay, and then we have the other big one, finasteride, which attacks the problem from a totally different angle.
A completely different angle. Finasteride is an oral tablet, and it works by inhibiting the 5-alpha reductase enzyme.
That's the enzyme that converts testosterone into DHT, right?
That's the one. Dihydrotestosterone. DHT is that nasty hormone that tells your hair to thin out and, you know, piece out over time. By blocking its production, finasteride basically neutralizes the trigger.
And it is so important to stress here, just like the resources do, that because finasteride is a serious medication that messes with your hormones, you have to have a real conversation with your doctor about it first.
Oh, absolutely. These are clinical grade tools, not just some vitamin you pick up.
So beyond those two, the PICCOT material also talks about some more advanced technologies.
It does. Things that are often integrated into a plan for, you know, maximum effect.
This is where things get a little sci-fi, but in a good way. First up is low-level laser therapy, LLLT.
Right. This is totally safe, non-invasive, and you can even get it in a cap to use at home. It uses specific wavelengths of red light, and the idea is that the light gets absorbed by your cell's mitochondria.
The powerhouses of the cell.
The powerhouses. And it boosts their energy production. That extra energy stimulates the follicles, it reduces inflammation. It's basically like a gentle biostimulator for your scalp.
Then you have PRP therapy.
Yeah.
Platelet-rich plasma. This one sounds really futuristic.
The process is so elegant, though. A doctor draws a small amount of your own blood. They spin it in a centrifuge to concentrate the platelets.
The good stuff.
The really good stuff, packed with growth factors. And then that plasma is injected right back into your scalp to supercharge the follicles. People are seeing real results with it.
You know, we're talking about some pretty high-level medical treatments here.
Mm-hmm.
And staying informed is just so crucial. If you're interested in diving deeper into this kind of stuff, health, strategy, personal improvement, you can always visit www.pitcott.com for more guides and resources.
Good point. So now that we've covered the arsenal, we hit steps 3 and 4, and this is really the operational heart of the PITCOT framework, customization and strategic planning.
Let's start with step 3, building a custom routine. Why is customization so important? Isn't there just one best combo?
Absolutely not. And the guide says this over and over, no two heads are the same. Your best strategy depends entirely on your type of hair loss, your medical history. You have to mix and match to create the right synergy for you.
So give me an example. What would a routine look like for someone with, say, early stage pattern baldness?
Okay, a strong routine there might be taking finasteride daily to stop the process, using topical minoxidil morning and night to maximize growth, and then adding in LLLT sessions maybe 3 times a week to boost everything.
And for someone with more stubborn loss?
They might integrate PRP treatments every few months for a really powerful, concentrated boost.
That sounds like a lot to keep track of. Does the guide talk about how to avoid just getting overwhelmed and quitting?
That's a great question, and yes, it does. The crucial thing is finding a routine that is sustainable for you. If applying something twice a day means you keep forgetting, maybe switch to a once-a-day formula. Or use the LLLT cap while you're watching TV. You have to track your compliance and then adjust the routine until it just feels like a habit.
That idea of tracking leads us right into step 4, the tactical plan. This is all about accountability.
It is. If you don't document everything, you can't measure your progress, and you're way more likely to quit before you see results.
So what are the key tactics?
The guide breaks it down into 3 things. First, documentation. Literally write it down. Keep a journal of when you apply what, how much, everything. It helps you troubleshoot later.
Okay, what's second?
Objective progress tracking. And this is so important because we see ourselves in the mirror every day and we think nothing's changing. You have to remove your own emotion from it.
So progress pictures.
Yes, weekly progress pictures. And you have to be ruthless about consistency. Same angle, same lighting, same background every single time. The only way to see the real change is to compare a photo from today to one from 90 days ago.
And the third tactical element is the one I think most people forget about.
The financial strategy.
Yep.
These treatments are multi-year commitments. You've got to research your supply sources, compare pharmacies, online services, subscription plans, find the best cost per month.
And check your insurance too.
Exactly. Don't assume you have to pay full price for everything. Diagnosis and some medications might be covered.
Which brings us to the final step, step 5. Yeah. And this one is really the differentiator, the endurance mindset. Be consistent.
This is where you need a major mindset shift. The PITCOT guide is very clear. This is not a quick fix. It's a long, slow hike uphill.
Right.
Success requires just ironclad consistency and patience. The biology of hair regrowth is slow. It takes 3 to 4 months for a new hair to even emerge, and almost a year for it to mature. You won't see real results for at least 4 to 6 months.
And what about that initial shedding phase I've heard about? That sounds terrifying.
It is, and it's a point where so many people quit. But the initial shedding you sometimes get from minoxidil is actually a sign that it's working.
How can that be?
It's forcing the old resting hairs out to make room for new, stronger hairs to grow in. You have to understand that this temporary setback is actually a positive sign. You just have to trust the process.
But the source really captures that feeling when it finally works, talking about the joy of seeing that first baby fuzz on your temples.
That's the moment. Huh. That small win reinforces everything. So to keep that motivation going, the guide suggests switching to monthly progress picks after the first few months. Celebrate those small victories.
And don't go it alone, right?
Absolutely not. Hair loss can be frustrating. Talk to a friend, join a support group, find an online community. That grit, that willingness to stay the course when results are slow, that's what separates people who start from people who actually finish.
You're fighting biology and time. You need that discipline.
Exactly.
So let's recap the whole message from the Pidcock framework. Hair loss is tough, it's emotional, but it is absolutely manageable. With the right five-step strategy diagnosis, science-backed treatment, customization, planning, and consistency, you can take back control.
And remember that every strand counts. The real goal isn't just getting your hair back, it's about owning that disciplined journey of self-improvement. Watching your reflection slowly change because of the systematic effort you put in, that's the real reward here.
A powerful thought to end on. If you want to continue your learning journey and get more resources on health, knowledge, and self-improvement, you can always visit us at www.pidcott.com. Thank you for listening to the Pidcott Podcast.